The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Southwest Airlines has reached a settlement after months of pressure from Elliott Investment Management. This is a story we have been covering here for you on KRLD since the beginning. And now this morning, we are learning that CEO Gary Kelly and six directors will now retire earlier than planned. In fact, Kelly will leave on November 1st. Instead of next year, several new independent directors are coming in, including David Cush and Sarah Feinberg. They've been appointed to the board with Greg Sarteski to chair the finance committee. Now, as part of the deal, Elliott agreed to certain terms, including withdrawing their request for a special shareholder meeting, and a new independent chairman will be chosen by next year. This is a breaking story just coming out within the last few moments here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
John, we're talking next Friday. They're going to
be out next
Friday. That is insane. All right, you can share your take with us, your reaction. Let us know right now, especially if you work at Southwest. Send us a voice message in the Odyssey app. Just tap the microphone button there on the KRLD page.
And also, later on today, there is an investor call. We're expecting to hear a little bit more about this on that call today.
Elsewhere, two of the big Wall Street stock rating companies downgrade prospects at McDonald's because of an E. coli outbreak linked to Mickey D's Quarter Pounders.
The outbreak has sickened several dozen people in 10 states. Texas is not one of them, but Oklahoma is. The rating companies Baird and Guggenheim have both downgraded McDonald's rating to neutral, likely because of uncertainty over how long this will affect the company's sales.
Chipotle, that took 18 months before people were to come back. Jack in the Box, very similar. Same thing with Taco Bell.
But CNBC's Jim Cramer goes on to say that, so far anyway, this outbreak is more narrow than those. As news of the E. coli scare spread, McDonald's stock fell more than 5% yesterday. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It is a rivalry matchup for Game 1 of the regular season for the Mavs tonight. They host the San Antonio Spurs, and head coach Jason Kidd knows the Spurs are going to be more of a challenge this year.
San Antonio's well-coached, have a young player in Victor. I have Betts, Barnes, and Chris Paul over there.
Mavs coming off a run to the NBA Finals, so everybody's anticipating the new season at 6:30 tonight. It's nationally televised on TNT.
A lot of us have gotten out of jury duty for a lot less, but evidently being one of the best kickers in the NFL is not an excuse to get out of civic duty. Cowboys kicker Brandon Aubrey missed practice yesterday due to jury duty. He's been selected for a jury in a felony assault case in Tarrant County. The case involves a second-degree strangulation charge. It's expected he'll return to the courtroom on Thursday and Friday. Now, despite his jury duty, his availability for Sunday's game against the Niners is not in doubt. The judge will accommodate his schedule.
A Dallas pharmacy owner that got rich billing insurance companies for fake prescriptions will now be locked up until 2034.
37-year-old Ivor Jala was one of two pharmacy owners who wrote scripts and billed insurance companies for things like headache sprays and pain and scar creams. $41 million worth of nothing. The meds were written for patients who didn't use them. Jala and partner Shannon Turley had their staff use patient information to fill out billing forms. Some of the patients were in on it, charging for the misuse of their info. Others had no idea there were meds ordered under their names. In all, the two misbilled insurance companies for $41 million. Jala got 10 years in prison for pleading guilty. Turley is still scheduled to be sentenced. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, a warning here. The story we're about to share with you is graphic. We don't share it with you just because it's graphic, but because this deals with something that everybody has an awareness of. What must be the most horrific death ever at a Walmart? A Canadian Walmart employee is found dead inside the store's walk-in bakery oven. You know, I knew they had walk-in freezers. I did not know that they had walk-in ovens. Happened Saturday at a store in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Police say the victim was a 19-year-old woman. Occupational health and safety officials are investigating the incident.
Wow. That is rough right there. And again, we're following breaking news this morning. It escalated quickly. Southwest Airlines making big changes to its leadership structure. The company announcing this morning, longtime executive chairman Gary Kelly accelerating his retirement. He will be stepping down by next Friday. Six other directors will retire earlier than expected as well on November 1st. Also, five new independent directors are being appointed to the Southwest Board. Of course, this all coming after pressure from the Elliott Investment Management Group, which acquired more than 10% of Southwest stock here over the course of the last year. Again, just want to let you know, we are following this breaking story, the pressure by activist investor Elliott Management, meaning big changes at Southwest Airlines. KRLD's Alan Skaya will have a live report coming up in just 8 minutes, so stay tuned. We're learning more than 400 workers face layoffs at companies across North Texas by the end of the year.
The Fort Worth office of Dennis Uniform is laying off its 139 employees. The company's based in Oregon and is shuttering its operations nationwide, citing severe financial distress. In Richardson, global manufacturing company Jabil is laying off 136 employees. It has more than 140,000 employees in more than 25 countries. National Fire and Safety is laying off 99 employees in Dallas, and North Carolina-based semiconductor manufacturer Wolfspeed is closing its Farmers Branch facility, putting 73 workers out of jobs. From the 24-Hour News Center, Mark Lambert, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sorry to pull into the gas station this morning. The price of filling the tank has gone down here, and across most of the country, the U.S. is producing more oil than ever, and worldwide even. Tom Klaza, the Oil Price Information Service, says it's simple supply and demand equation.
Everyone looking at 2025 probably concludes that we're going to have supply dwarfing demand by a million or a million and a half barrels a day. And that means inventories accumulate. And that means prices tend to be very, very weak.
Yeah, supply and demand. I learned that in Texas public schools when I was like in high school. Worldwide oil prices have gone down more than 15% in the last year to about $72 a barrel.
Well, Halloween is a week from today. Can't believe it. And it's a good time to highlight pedestrian safety. Experts from Safe Kids Worldwide say kids are 3.5 times more likely to be hit by a car on Halloween.
We always just want to make sure that drivers are paying attention.
And parents should help kids pick safe costumes.
We want to stay away from those long costumes that could cause kids to trip.
Also, choose light colored costumes over dark. Trick-or-treaters should always stick to sidewalks and avoid crossing in the middle of a block. And drivers, make sure to slow down and be alert.
New this morning, A&M is sorry. And by the way, that is not a commentary about the education at A&M. They're literally apologizing this morning.
The apology from Provost Alan Sams was not getting input from the Faculty Senate before he decided to eliminate 52 minor degree and certificate programs.
I recognize that these are curricula and faculty determine what is taught in the courses. That's where I should have done a much better job of directly engaging faculty and the Senate. For that, I apologize before you today, and we'll do better as we move forward starting today.
Sam said consideration would be given to reversing his decision involving programs that had little or no enrollment.
In the 24-Hour News Center, Bill Oliver, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, talking about why Texans should care about New York. I know that's not something that we normally do here, but currently, Republicans hold a narrow majority of seats in the House. A small number of congressional races this year could determine who controls it, and New York State is kind of in the spotlight right now. CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarland joins us for the latest. Scott, thank you for the time. What's at stake here?
Well, control of the U.S. House is on as much of a knife's edge as the White House race is. It's a toss-up, and nobody has real confidence it's going one way or the other. And, well, what does that mean? It means an awful lot to a future President Harris or a future President Trump. Their agendas could be stopped, or their agendas could have a jolt of nitroglycerin behind them if their party wins the House. There are, by our estimates, two potentially competitive races in Texas, both down near Corpus Christi. But in New York and California, just because of the ways the maps are drawn, there's a half dozen competitive races in each one. And if one party wins out, swings those seats, that party is an overwhelming favorite to have control of the U.S. House. I'm watching a bunch of races on Long Island and north of New York City in what they call the Hudson Valley.
And Scott, again, something I learned in my Texas public education in high school about the U.S. civics. I mean, there are 435 House seats. Every single one of them are up for re-election. You're telling me that only two in Texas are competitive? There is really a strength that comes with incumbency.
There sure is. And it tends to be the people who are incumbents help to ensure that their parties draw good maps and keep things nice and safe. That's not a one-party issue. That's a both parties are very careful to make sure their maps are safe and that incumbencies are rarely challenged. If you look at the 435 seats in the U.S. House, by most estimates, less than 1 in 10 is competitive and will be too close to call before election night ends. I think one of the issues we have is that some of them are concentrated in states where politicians lost control of the maps. In New York, people sued, and the courts determined the maps, so politicians couldn't give themselves a home field advantage. That's why there are so many races in this unexpected state of New York. But there are also battleground races in the same presidential battleground states. Look at Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona. There are competitive races there, and those voters have had about enough of the campaign ads and door knocks between the presidential race and their local congressional races being close.
Yeah, because I would guess there's a lot of money pouring into these particular races.
Which is uncommon in U.S. House races. But yeah, in New York, they're raising millions of dollars each month and deploying that into the field, into commercials, into canvassers. So it's unexpected. It's untraditional, but it's also, I think, for the voters, unacceptable that this keep going on because they're saturated. They're marinating in campaigning.
Great information. Scott McFarland, thank you so much for joining us here on the KRLD Morning News.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.